Tracy Morgan with your extended news at noon. And on the phone with me for a few minutes is Jack Cohen. We've talked to Jack many times, of course, the president of the Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau. Jack, welcome to the program. Thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you.
It's nice to talk to you again, and I'm just curious on where we are right now when it comes to tourism. Last time I talked to you, you know, I expressed my support of you and in what you've done for the county. Does it feel like you're starting over, or is it just a matter of starting where we are and then strengthening what you've all done?
Well, I have to tell you, I think it's a little bit of both. It feels like I'm starting over because of what's happened in our communities and, frankly, around the globe. It has stopped business. And in our industry, we are the first ones to get hit, the last ones that are going to get fixed. So I look at I'm sitting in my office, and I'm the only one in the building. I had a team of 15, and now it's three, and the other two are working from home.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult.
It is. And so what is the tourism industry overall? And then, of course, I'll ask about Butler County. But what is the tourism industry overall doing? Are they trying to move forward, or are they just at a standstill at this point
to see where we go? We're all not sitting and, you know, sulking. We're getting busy and getting ready because we know that green's around the corner and things are starting to move and people want to get out and experience anything,
right?
And
yeah,
more so that we know our industry will bounce back, so we need to be prepared.
So what does that mean for Butler County then? Because, of course, yes, green is on the way, right? And so what's that mean through the eyes of tourism? You know, can you describe what that means to you, or what does that mean to us as the public?
Well, first and foremost, for me, it means that those folks that have been unemployed for some time now are going to get the opportunity to get back to work. And I hope that's the case with us, too. But, you know, it'll take some time to build back up, but we need to have our facilities ready. We need to make sure that we can work under the conditions that the governor has put out in front of us and make sure, as in any business, that you can turn a profit. Those things are vital today, but more than all of that overlying factor is our industry is service. And so we've got to make sure that we serve our guests correctly when they come into our communities. No matter if it's going to a state park, a restaurant, a guest at a hotel, someone visiting one of our great museums, whatever it is, even in the shopping, you know, you've got to know that we need to make sure that they feel safe and that they know that we understand the issues that are going on and we're there to make sure that they're safe. And frankly, a little bit more than that, that they're welcome. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we need to make sure. You know, not only for our guests, but for our staff, they need to feel welcome back, too.
Absolutely.
It's very difficult when you look at somebody you worked with for such a long time and you have to lay them off for some period of time because of what's gone on in our world. And that's heartbreaking. I don't know if you've been through those things, but it is very, very difficult. And not just for the employee, but for the industry itself. And certainly in my position, I've got to tell you, I miss every one of my folks. And you know, I've sent them letters, I've called them, I've reached out. It's important that they know that we built something here in Butler County, and I meant we, not me.
Mm-hmm.
They did the work. I may come up with some great ideas or maybe some bad ones too, I'm sure, but that's why you have people around you.
Right.
You know, you bounce those things off of the folks that you have, and they help you get through these things. And for us, we want to be ready. We want to make sure that when people come here that they have the experience of safety, fun, entertainment, great food, quality service, cleanliness, all those things that are vital today.
Now,
we need to be prepared and be ready.
When we talk about a service industry, there's a lot that can go into feeling welcome just by body language, vocal delivery, a nice smile, a nice big hello, you know, and that all welcomes the public into your venue or your event. Do you have any suggestions or do you have any thoughts on how we go about doing that? I know sometimes right now we don't even see people with masks. Sometimes we do. So, you know, that's kind of an interesting walk to go down or interesting path. But even just like in the grocery store, if you have a mask on, it's hard to smile at someone because they don't know that. And so maybe vocal tone
is
better.
People's eyes.
Okay.
You know, I think it's so important that the way we look at our guests coming in the door. A lot of folks, you know, when you go anywhere, and way before this, they don't connect because they don't look at you. And this is one of the biggest things we've got to overcome, because if you have a mask on, you're right, people can't see your smile. They can't see the expression on your face as much. Well, you can do that with your eyes by letting them know that, and your head movements, that people will know you're engaging and that you're there to help them. That's very simple to do, but it has to be taught, and more so, it has to be accepted. So those are things that we want to make sure people understand. And anybody listening today can do the same. If you're wearing a mask and you want to stay safe as best you can, that doesn't mean you can't connect with people. And you don't have to say a word. You know, you can get a little bit of a above your eyebrows, move your eyebrows a little bit, you know, put a smile on your face, and that'll transcend all the way up through your eyes. All those things will happen. People need to feel warm. They need to know that you care.
Absolutely.
And I know in my industry, everybody that we work with has that same approach. The guest is the first and foremost, and right next to it is our employees. You know, they have to know that they're safe and that they're welcome, and frankly, they're needed, and we miss them. And those things are vital for us to be successful.
As we go into the green phase, can you talk about what people, generally speaking, are ready to do? Are they ready to get back into hotels? Are they ready to fly again? Are they ready to go outside of the county or come into the county? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, let's talk on the business side first. So you talk about the airport. You know, how many salespeople have we seen in and out of different cities, our neighbors that work and have to fly somewhere for work? All those things are coming back. Slowly but surely, they're coming back. And the airport is showing us, the Pittsburgh airport, they're telling us that they're watching those numbers grow. So it is coming back, and it'll take time. Nobody thinks that, you know, you had this issue and it's going to come back tomorrow. Doesn't work that way. I went through 9/11, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, but if you think about how long this process is of feeling safe for industries to send their people out, making sure that their employees that are out there to serve those guests are prepared, all those different things that are there, it will take time. And it's confidence and knowing that when they go out, that they have those things that they took for granted before. And now we need to make sure the cleanliness level is way important, just so important. And, you know, and when you see shiny floors and clean windows, that, you know, no cigarette urns in your face, all those kind of things that we took for granted, everybody's looking for now, because they need to feel comfortable. And that's cleanliness is a comfort. And so those things are vital today.
And the service industry, it sounds like you're expressing how important it is to speak to the emotions of people.
It's very true. And you can do that with your voice, even with a mask over your face.
Right.
So those things are vital, too. And you do that with your family. If your whole family hasn't seen you because of COVID and you're finally getting together, but everybody has a mask on, I'm sure the way you're going to greet them is with your voice.
Jack,
and your eyes. Those are the first two things that they're going to hear and see. So you have to be using your voice correctly. You don't yell. You don't scream. You don't speak too soft. You show emotion in your voice, and people will understand that you are welcoming them and wanting them to be there and that we've missed you. Those things are vital today, too. There's a lot of things. One of those missed can ruin someone's day and ruin a visit to any of our restaurants or our hotel stays or any place you go. Even, you know, if you have to take a taxi, it would be the same thing for a driver. All those different things that are out there, people need to understand how important those little things are today, because that's what everybody is looking for.
And it seems like a negative experience will stick in the minds and hearts of those who visit longer than the positive ones.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's that old thing again. Here we go. One group went to the restaurant and one person had a bad experience, and they go out and tell 10 of their friends how crappy it was. And the other 10 of the people that were in that group had a great time. They don't talk a lot about that. They say, yeah, we had a great time last night. We went to. We were. That's it. But when you have a bad experience, you go into detail, you talk about how bad it was, all those kind of things go on. So we need to make sure that every experience that folks have when they come into our community, that they're welcome, that they're safe, and they feel warm and fuzzy. That's our job.
And I'm glad that you're speaking that way, and I'm also glad that you brought up the point of about the employees. And I want to go back to that for just a moment, because I think that we as travelers take it for granted of the emotional toll it takes on the employees. Yes, they love their jobs. Yes, I understand that. But they're also human beings having to go through this whole entire mess like the rest of us. And so on the days that they feel tired, they still have to get out there and give a smile. You know, they still have to, you know, be cheery. And maybe they don't feel cheery in that day. So that's a strain on employees, but that's a tough role to be in.
So when you talk to all the employees, when you talk about putting your game face on, you know, you need to know what your role is, because we're all part of that. We all have to have that game face and know that's what the guest is experiencing. And, you know, look, through your voice is so important because you got a mask on. Through your eyes, it's so important. Through your hand gestures. Obviously, we're not shaking hands and we're not doing those things. That doesn't mean you can't put your arm up and say welcome, or let me show you, or, you know, let me take you over. But use your hands to help you, because you can't use your smile. All those things, that the body movements, but the safety of every one of our employees, for them to do those things, they have to feel safe. They have to know they're wanted and we've missed them, and that how much we need them for service. That's vital, too. There's so many different things that could go wrong in a day, and it takes all those things to do it right.
Jack Cohen, the president of Butler County Tourism and Convention Bureau, with us for another couple of minutes. And Jack, I'm wondering what your thoughts are that you'd like to share about you experiencing 9/11 and the before and after and what you do, because I think it's a great point to bring up, and I'm glad you did. Because you've been here before. I know it's a different situation. I know 9/11 is different than the pandemic, and that's different than the protests that we're having. I understand that point. But you've been there before, where things got rough and you had to come back from that.
Yeah, I was a restaurateur before I took the position here as the president of Butler County Tourism. I owned a restaurant in Cranberry Township. It was called Safari Sam's, a family entertainment center. And I had been in that industry before, and I lived in Cranberry Township, and I saw the how many children and families had moved into the communities, and I wanted to stay home. I wanted to see my family. You know, I traveled. I had to go visit different restaurants. I did different things all the time. But it was time for me to keep my feet home and make sure I was here. So I opened the restaurant, and, you know, we were doing great. I was so proud of what we built there. As I am here. But then 9/11 came, and I'll never forget that we had televisions on the walls so people could, you know, watch a show if their kids are playing, those kind of things. And we saw what was transpiring, and there was a mom's group with their little ones who were playing during the morning while the other kids were in school. And I had to go into the room where they were having their meeting and interrupt them and let them know what was happening. And I will never forget their faces when I told them what was going on and how they came out and huddled around the TV. And within 10 minutes, everybody was gone. Everybody. Including me. I closed down the restaurant, went home. I wanted to make sure my children were safe, too. And you know, we went to the school to pick them up. We didn't know what was going to happen. It's a little different today. You know, today we knew this was coming. Were we prepared? Were we ready? Those are different questions. But this one hits you right in the face, and you had no choice but to react. So as families reacted, they huddled at home, just as we're doing now. They huddled at home. You know, now we're preparing to make sure that we're safe. We had no choices back then, because it was just right there. So everybody went home and turned the TV on and sat around and prayed that, you know, everyone would be safe. And we're still doing that. But business didn't just come back after 9/11. One day, lasted, for me, 2 years. It took us 2 years to get back to where we were financially, where we were before it happened. That is a major, major change in the way you operate a business. It is no different today, as we truly believe it will take us 18 to 24 months to get back to where we were the first week, second week of March before this hit. I cannot tell you how good we were doing. Our revenues were up. People were smiling. Businesses were booming. You know, it's like a long distant memory. But it will take us that kind of time again to get it back and to make sure that people have that safety factor. And frankly, you look at your neighbors. How many of those folks are in our industry in Butler County? We estimate that there's probably close to 10,000 people in Butler County there in the tourism and hospitality fields. So we look at those things and we wonder, well, we know probably 8,000 of those are now unemployed. And they need to get back to work, because I think everybody understands how you feel when you're not working.
Sure.
And what that does to your soul and your family and what the pressures are on all those things.
So, Jack,
so that's the first step we've got to work on, figuring out how to get those folks back.
As you're talking, I'm going to try to put this gently, because I don't want anybody to have to go through this ever. You know, you wish that life was full of roses every single day, but it just isn't. And I'm wondering if you recognize what an important role you have right now, and that you are the perfect person to be in the job that you're doing because of this past experience that you're sharing with us. Because of that experience, you are the perfect individual to be with tourism right now to be able to bring us back to where we were.
It's not like, you know, during this last couple of months here now, we can't talk about come to go do visit this. That's not time for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to let people know this is what we need to do. This is how we're going to be prepared. This is what you need to make sure that your business stays solid and that you can maintain a presence and not lose your shirt or your business or your guests. And know that when time is right, we'll get those folks back, we'll get those businesses back, and we'll be able to be back to where we were before this all happened.
Jack, are you looking?
It has to be planned.
Are you looking at just that next step right now, or do you look beyond that for step two and step three to try to get Butler County back to where we were?
Well, I will tell you, the first couple of weeks was very difficult because you had to get through the shock and awe. And then it was time to bite down the inside of your mouth and say, okay, we know where we are. What do we need to do to get to the next level? And we knew that. And it was hard look, even me. I mean, it'll be 20 years for me in this job. And in the industry, I've got almost over 40 years. But I will tell you, it was hard for me to deal with that and know that it's time to buckle down and plan. And we had to do it, and not just because of who we are in tourism, but who we are as a community.
Mm-hmm.
We needed to be prepared to get ready for that next step and plan that out. And it may sit on the shelf a little longer, maybe not. I hope that's the case. But we need to be ready to move on and start welcoming everybody back to work and everybody back to visit.
Well,
those things are crucial.
Jack, I'm so glad I got to talk to you today. And I think what's surreal for me is when I started talking to you, I thought, well, this will be great. You know, things are going to be rosy as we get into the green stage. And talking to you, I think, is a reminder that we're not there yet. And there's still a lot of struggle to have to work through, even though we go into green. I think a lot of people are anticipating green and, you know, things are back to normal, and they aren't. And so I think it's been a great reminder from you. So I appreciate what you've said today.
For sure. You know, there are a whole lot of different shades of green, isn't there?
True,
and
yeah.
We've got to remember where we are and know where you want to go. And that's a plan. When you put the plan together and you work your plan, you'll get to where you want to be. And that's what we're doing.
Jack Cohen, President of Tourism and Convention Bureau in Butler County. Any final thoughts you want to leave with us before I let you go?
You know, I think the last time I was on, I want to make sure everybody stayed safe. This time I want to tell everybody stay safe. And on top of staying safe, where are you going to be in a month from now? Where are you going to be in 2 months from now? How are you going to plan out your short-term life and know that it's going to be in the direction you want it to be? That's where we are, and we need to know that green doesn't mean always that get up and go. It means opportunities in front of you. Take advantage of those opportunities.
Jack, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.